30 days. That's all you've got. Do it wrong and you're toast. Do it right and it's creme brulee, at least for a few months, but maybe even a few years. And for some books, decades. What 30 days are we talking about? Well, the first 30 days, of course. That's how long you have to make your book work, particularly if you're traditionally published, but also if you're indie published. Why? Well, it's because during those first 30 days, those are the days that the bookstores decide whether or not to keep your book on the shelf. If your books don't sell during those 30 days, the unsold books are returned to the publisher and they won't stock more. If they do sell, they order more and you stay on the bookshelves, continuing to sell. What determines what books are on the bookshelf when you go to a bookstore? How well those books did during the first 30 days. But it's also important if you're indie published. Why? Well, because you have 30 days to get that coveted number one new release badge on Amazon. That's where you're the number one new release in your category. These are also the 30 days readers won't judge you for not having many reviews. So coming out of the gate with a strong start is critical for success. So how do you do that? How do you set up those first 30 days of your book's release to come out with a bang rather than with a whimper? Well, you conduct a book launch. That's the method that just about every author uses. So how do you have a strong book launch? How do you have the kind of launch that works? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in this episode of Novel Marketing, the longest running book marketing podcast in the world. This is the show for writers who want to build their platform, sell more books, and change the world with writing worth talking about. And I'm joined today by a Christie Hall of Fame author who's a best-selling author and, more notable than all of those things, former co-host of the Novel Marketing Podcast. Welcome, James L. Rubart.
Thomas, it is fun to be here. It's like going back in time. It's fun.
So, speaking of time, it's 2023. Surely we don't still need to launch books in 2023, right? Are they still important?
They are still important, Thomas. The best analogy I can think of is an airplane. And a lot of people don't know this, but an airplane actually uses half its fuel getting to cruising altitude, then the other 50% of the fuel to get to its destination. So think about that for a minute. Planes get to 30,000 or 35,000 feet, depending on how high they're flying, in 10 minutes. So in the first 10 minutes, they've used 50% of their fuel, and then the rest of the 50% to do the 5 hours to Chicago or wherever you're going. So for authors, that 10 minutes is that 30 days. That's why the launch is so critical, and that's why so much energy goes into it. That's why so much focus goes into it. And if you don't have the fuel, you don't have the plane ready to go, the plane will never get to cruising altitude, and you just will never get to the point where the book is selling like you hoped or expected it to.
That's right, because success leads to more success. The more people who are talking about your book, the more people get curious about your book. The more reviews your book has, the more new people are willing to take a chance at your book. The more bookstores that are still carrying your book because they sold out of the initial copies that they ordered, the more new people discover your book, right? The ultimate goal of a launch is for them to order so many books that suddenly you're not spine out, you're cover out, right? Once they've ordered six of your books, now you're cover out, and now people are discovering you who weren't even planning to buy your book. And now they're seeing the book, they're pulling it off the shelf, and you're going to sell a lot more copies. But it's all about that initial launch that gives you that chance to have a cover out book at the bookstore.
And in that first 30 days, people are willing to have you on their podcast or on their TV show. In the first 30 days, it's new, it's fresh, it's exciting. Darcy and I are new grandparents, and Arlo now is 8 months old. So it's not really as easy to say, hey, I'm a brand new granddad. No, it's 8 months. It just doesn't have the punch that it did in that first 2 months with him. So same thing with a book.
That's right, because every day, 1,000 new books are published. And so your 3-week-old book or 5-week-old book is having to compete with brand new books that came out today. And there's got to be room for those new books, right? Because there's constantly new books, new buzz. So you've got to strike while the iron is hot. So 6 years ago, we created a course called the Book Launch Blueprint that teaches the novel marketing method for launching a book. And every year we do this course once. And every year we make improvements and changes and updates to it. And we're going to give you a summary of that course. We're going to teach you the cliff notes of the Book Launch Blueprint. But first, I want to talk about some of the things that kind of make the Book Launch Blueprint different. And one of those is the cohort model. So unlike my other courses, which are self-paced, this course is not self-paced. All the students do day one together. They all do day two together. And at the end of 28 days, you have a book launch plan for your book. Every day there's homework. Every day there's a combination of pre-recorded trainings released in the morning. And then there's live Q&A and live interaction later on during the day. And perhaps the most importantly, the course works. Students who go through this course often hit number one new release. It's not a guarantee. It depends on your category and it depends on how well written your book is and how good your cover is. But we've seen just incredible results from our students, many of whom you've heard from on this very podcast. I've had them on as guests and they've talked about the results, and that very first success can lead to other successes. Jim, what are some of the other things that are unique about this course?
Well, I would say the course is inspiring. Having taught for years now, one of the biggest things aspiring authors and those at the start of their career need, they need huge encouragement. They need to be inspired. They need to be encouraged. We need somebody to come along and say, Jim, you can do this. You really can. I'm alongside you. So yeah, it's encouraging and it's rich with material. And that's probably why it's not uncommon for students to go through the course again. You buy it once and you get it for lifetime. So you get encouragement, but you also get very practical ideas on, I think this is working. What if you did this? What if you did this? So it's like having all of a sudden all these brainstorming partners for your launch. So really, I guess what I'm saying is you get community.
So everything's recorded. You can rewatch the recordings anytime you want. But if you're an alumni, you get to come to the live office hours again if you want to. And if you want, you can go through the recordings again. So you have a lot of flexibility. You're not required to, but a lot of authors enjoy it so much. And since they get the next year for free, why not? But there's one big downside, I would say, of the course, or one thing that you need to know about coming in. And yep. Jim, what is that?
This is not for hobbyists. This is not for somebody that's kind of dabbling in, I think maybe I want to do the writing career thing. It's for somebody that is serious, because it is going to take a serious amount of time, meaning commitment, and actually a lot of emotional energy as well. So it's not something to play around with. It's something like, yes, I am ready to figure out how to launch a book into the stratosphere. And if you're not there, I would say maybe consider it next year, but not this year.
Yeah. We encourage our students to set aside 1 to 2 hours each day during the 28 days to go through the course. So it's like a college course in terms of time commitment. And that's not going to necessarily be all just watching videos. Some of it's going to be doing the homework and putting together your launch plan and interacting with the other students. Some students spend less than that. Other students spend way more. But that's what we encourage you to set aside to for your best chance to get the most out of the course. So with that said, let's give the Cliff Notes version of the Book Launch Blueprint. So what we're going to do, we're going to go through each day of the course and talk about what you'll learn that day and give you some highlights from that day. And so how the weeks are constructed, we have pre-recorded trainings on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wednesday is like a break day, but we do have office hours. So if you have questions, those are like an open office hours where you can ask any kind of question you want. On the office hours on the other days are tied to the topic of that day. And so week one is ready, and session number one is how to sell yourself. This session's about the things that often will block an author from being able to promote their book in good conscience. And if you feel guilty promoting your book, you are going to have a failed launch. So that's why we deal with this on day one and help you think through this in a more strategic way. And this really sets up our students for success for the rest of the month, because it doesn't matter how many techniques you learn. If you feel like you're a bad person by promoting your book, it's just not going to work. So you have to have the kind of book that you can believe in. The kind of book that actually makes people's lives better is truly entertaining or educational or informative or escapist, right? It's got to be the goods. We explore that in session one on Monday. So Tuesday, we talk about branding. So Jim, tell us a little bit about branding.
True confession time here. I still watch American Idol. And I was watching American Idol the other night, and this guy came in. Great voice, looked good. And Katy Perry said, here's the problem. I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are as an artist, where these other people had come and it's like, oh my gosh, you're country all the way. Oh my gosh, you're pop all the way. And so when it comes to branding, you have to know who you are. Somebody has to look at your website and go, oh, I get it. I get a feel just looking at the website, what kind of writer you're going to be, what kind of stories you're going to write, where you're going to take me as a writer. And so with branding, we help you discover that identity if you don't know what it is. We help you formulate that so you can present that not only on your website, but in your newsletters, in your interactions. We teach you how to present that brand. What is different, compelling, quirky, unique, weird about you? What makes you different than everybody else? In other words, you don't create a brand, you discover a brand. And when you're able to go deep into yourself and answer some of those questions, the brand's already there. You just need to uncover it.
The way I like to think of it is brand is a fancy modern word for the ancient concept of reputation, or what used to just be known as name, right? If somebody has a good name, right? It means that they're well thought of and there's a certain expectation that comes with you, right? And you inherit some of it with your family, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, your family, you've been loyal to the king for the last many generations. And so now you're expected to be loyal to the king in the same way. And you have to be specific, right? Because what are you known for? And who are you known by, right? Because you have a good name with some people doesn't mean you have a good name with the others, right? The loyalists to the king, they think very highly of you. But the traitors, they think that you're a villain, right? Because you're fighting against them. And so once you realize that it's your reputation, you realize that you've already been building your brand. You've already been building a reputation. And now it's time to do it on purpose and to do it with intention. And that's what we walk you through. This session's a little different than the others. Typically, the pre-recorded training is done by either Jim or myself. But with branding, we both present it and we give two different perspectives on it. So this is the biggest day in terms of homework. We get it out of the way right away. All the other days are easier in terms of homework. And it's this day that I think people often come back for, because branding is one of those topics that you have to keep revisiting. Just like you're constantly building your reputation, you're constantly building your brand. And often the Wednesday break day ends up being an extension of the branding day, because for some folks, they need more time, which takes us to Thursday. Session number 3 is from Tech Timid to Tech Savvy, How to Master Any Technology. And this is based off of a talk that I used to give at writers' conferences back when you could find me at one. Now I stay home with my kids, but this is really key in helping you get good with technology. And of all of the talks that I give, this is one of the ones that I most enjoy seeing the results, because people often they struggle with their technology their whole life. And after they go through this session, they're a little less afraid, sometimes quite a bit less afraid. And those things that were blocking them, they are now no longer blocking them. So you'll notice this whole first week has a theme of getting the blockers out of the way. So the 4 weeks each have a theme. It's ready, set, go, and run. And so week one's all about getting ready and getting good with technology as a real part of this. The homework for this day is really fun, and the feedback we get on the technology day is really good. And it leads us to session 4 on Friday, which is all about your website, how to maximize the impact of your website and prepare your website for your launch, to have a good website. And you'll notice these are connected thematically. We've done this course enough times, we've reworked the order of the sessions, and now the sessions often are in little couplets, where Monday and Tuesday is a couplet, where Monday sets up for Tuesday. And often it's big picture and then nitty gritty, right? So Thursday is big picture, how to get good at technology, and now we're going to get into the nitty gritty, and you're going to have a website. And we've had quite a few folks go through this course and build websites, and they never thought they could. But now they have a website, not only that they are able to build themselves, but they're able to change themselves for the first time ever in their lives. So that's week one. Week two is set. So Monday, it's how to build a rabid tribe of fans. So Jim, how do you build a rabid tribe of fans?
80% of a novel sales will come through word of mouth. And you are only one person. But you're passionate about your book. So I hope you're talking about your book to everybody. But what if you could clone yourself so that there was one of you all over the country talking about your book with passion? That's what happens when you build a rabid tribe of fans. They can be out spreading that word of mouth, not just you, but now 50, 100, 500, 1,000, 10,000 people talking about your book to other people. So that's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to teach you how to do in that session. And if you're saying, well, where do I start, Jim? Just give me one thing to start. One thing to start is to think about your newsletter list and think about the people. If you can get it into your mindset that the newsletter is not about me, it's not telling them this is what I'm doing, what's about them? How can I encourage them today? How can I serve them today? How can I inspire them today? If that's the motivation behind your newsletter, and then at the end of your newsletter, if you would just say, hey, I read and respond to every email, just something as simple as that, then you'll start interacting with your readers. Readers think of authors as rock stars. Oh my gosh, I can't believe Thomas wrote back to me. What do? They tell a friend. So that's just one trick you can start to use right now.
If you want followers, you need to be a leader. And if you want to be a leader, you need to be a servant. The better you serve your email subscribers or your blog readers or your podcast listeners, the more they will love you. And the more they love you, the more rabid they will be in your support, right? You have to start the reciprocal cycle by blessing your readers with everything you do, whether it's your website or your email. It needs to be for your readers, not for you. And if you do that, you will build loyalty. You will build the kind of fans who want to see you succeed and will take steps to make you succeed. So that's the big picture session, building rabid fans. Now, how do you implement that? Well, you do it with a launch team. And when we started this podcast years ago, one of the questions was, what do we give away for free on the podcast and what do we keep? And basically, I give everything away for free on the podcast, except for one thing that you only get through this course. And that is the novel marketing launch team method. So the way that launch teams are done typically, I think, is very ineffective and inefficient. It's better than nothing, and it works all right. But our method is very different from that. It does not involve sending free books to launch team members to read ahead of time. It does not involve Facebook groups. And it works incredibly well. Lots of reviews, lots of attention, lots of media. And this is one thing I'm not going to summarize. If you want to learn the novel marketing launch team method, you got to take the course. It's the only way. And so that's Tuesday. Wednesday is the break. Thursday is best-selling marketing copy. Jim, why is it important to have good marketing copy? Or what is marketing copy?
So it's back cover copy. It's blog posts. Copy is even podcasts that you do. So you don't necessarily think, well, that's a podcast, Jim. No, it's still copy. Everything is copy and everything counts. And so during this session, we go into the details of what makes great best-selling copy. And some of you know this, but my background is I was on the air at a radio station. That's how I started out. And then I formed an ad agency, and I have written over 1,000 radio and TV commercial websites, this kind of thing. So I really understand copy. And now I've applied that to the publishing world. And so I love this session because we get to talk about what works and what doesn't. And if this is something you're interested in and something you want to study, I would encourage you, because you will use it throughout the entirety of your career in just about every area.
It's an answer to the question, how do I talk about my book in a way that makes a stranger want to buy it? And how to do that succinctly, right? Because a lot of authors, it's like, oh, what do you write? And it's like, oh, let me tell you, it takes them 30 minutes to describe their book. And inside of those 30 minutes were 60 seconds that really made the book sound compelling, but they got lost in all the noise. And so learning how to identify that one most important element is really key. So that's the big picture. So now, so that's Thursday. So Friday, how do we implement that general teaching? It's all about email. How to use email to launch your book. And I will say, this session focuses more on how to leverage the list you already have. If you don't have a very big email list, if you're less than 500 subscribers, I would encourage you to also sign up for my other course, Obscure No More, which is about building a platform, right? Building the following. Launching is about leveraging the following that you already have. Building that following, that's like going to basic training. This course is kind of like the D-Day invasion plan. Like I said, this is for professionals who are taking this seriously. And if you need help getting up to speed, my course, Obscure No More, walks you through the process of building that email list. But now that you have the email list, what do you put in the emails? And we give you very specific instructions on what to put in the emails so that you have that really strong launch. Because the emails that you send, more than anything else, are going to dictate your sales, especially on day one and day two. So that's week two set. Now it's time for week three. Go. So on Monday, it's a session all about Goodreads. And on Tuesday, it's a session all about Amazon. So these are probably the least connected couplet in the course, but they're both really important topics. We go into how to use Goodreads to find your readers and to build a good reputation. And then the Amazon session is really important because how your book is presented on Amazon really influences sales. The better your book is described, the better it presents, the higher your conversion rate is. And if this is weak, everything's drawing people to Amazon because this is where most people buy books. And if people are deciding not to buy your book because they get a bad feeling on your Amazon page, all your other efforts are for nothing, right? You send a great email. People are really excited. They click the link. They go to Amazon to buy the book. It's like, oh, I don't know. And now suddenly you lost the sale. So this goes into the nitty gritty of how to optimize your Amazon page to convert really well. So that's Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, again, just the office hours. Thursday is an all new session. So we always make updates every year. We pick a session to update, and this is my session to update, and it's on marketing psychology. And in fact, you heard me talk about this last week about loss aversion. I've recorded a whole course now on marketing psychology, and this is the day that covers that topic. And understanding the psychology of a launch helps you to generate tactics that no one else is doing, that play to your strengths and to your audience, because you understand the why behind the what. So we're not just telling you what to do, like, oh, you need to have an email list. Oh, you need to optimize your Amazon page. Those are what's, and they're important. But once you understand the why, and it's particularly the why behind the frenzy, because that's what we're trying to create. We're trying to create just a frenzy of excitement, because that's what leads to a really successful launch. I'm really excited about this new whole mini course, effectively, on marketing psychology. I've been working on this for years, studying psychology, and this is finally it all brought together specifically for authors. And so that's the general day, and then on Friday it's the launch day, where it all starts with the bang. So Jim, what do we talk about on the session, how to have a wildly successful launch day?
Yeah, we talk about, this is the day your baby is born, right? This is the day it all starts. All this planning has happened, and now here we go, the start of those 30 days. And so during this session, we talk about specific things you can do. On that Friday, we talk about how to make that first day just as powerful as possible.
And how to make it fun. For a lot of our students, it means throwing a party.
Yep.
And parties can be really effective for marketing, but even more so, they're just a lot of fun and a great opportunity to thank in person a lot of the people who help make your book possible. And I will say this method, the novel marketing launch method that we teach in this course, doesn't rely 100% on the internet. And there's real world tactics that sell real world books and make real world money. And Friday, the session 12 on launch day, is one of those days that gets into that real world human face-to-face contact. And that is still so powerful. We exist in the real world. We're not just nodes on the metasphere, nodes on the internet. So now the book is launched. And so week four is all about those 30 days, right? It's ready, set, go. Week three is go. So now we're going into week four, which is run. So it's bang, the gun has gone off. And on Monday, we talk about editorial calendars. This is the session, you know, this is for professionals, right? Because an amateur doesn't bother with the calendar. I don't need an editorial calendar. I'll just do this by the, you know.
When it comes and, you know.
No, you need a plan. If you want a parade to happen, all the floats need to be lined up ahead of time. Otherwise, it's just normal traffic on a normal day. And so this session is a real meat and potato session about specifically scheduling out the various content that's going out into the world and structuring it strategically. And this is the kind of session that gives you an edge over the other 999 authors who are launching their books today, because most of them don't have an editorial calendar. They don't know that this is even a thing they need to do.
They don't understand that the organization it takes until they get there, and then it's too late. That's what we're going to teach you to do and not kill yourself doing it.
And our tip here is have a plan, write it down. It doesn't seem that complicated, but it really makes a difference. But you're like, but I'm not sharing it with anyone. Doesn't matter. Write it down anyway. Right. So the specific implementation of that is writing content for guest posts and articles. In general, this course is for both fiction and nonfiction, but this one session does lean a little more for nonfiction. All of the other sessions are equal for everyone. Blogging can still work for novelists. It's not as effective of a tactic, but you're still going to be blogging on your own blog, even if you're not writing guest articles and using it as a tool to interact with your readers and answering questions. And so being blogging fluent is important for everyone, which is why this session is still a part of the course. Because if you don't know how to put together a blog post when you do need to write one, it won't work. Because with blogs, you have to start thinking about how people read blogs differently than how they read books. And then Thursday is the media tour day. And this is another module I plan to update for 2023. The previous focus had been on blog tours, but I'm going to expand this to talk a little bit more about radio and a little bit more about television, and specifically give you some tips for how to look good on television, how to look good on video. And one of the keys to a media tour, if I were to give you any kind of tip now, is that you've got to start setting up the media tour months ahead of time. So a classic mistake that authors make, particularly indie authors, particularly first-time indie authors, is they launch the book the day it's ready. So once they get the final edits done and the final cover and typesetting done, they launch it right away. And this is a classic blunder, because they don't have the parade set up. They don't have the frenzy activated, and they don't have the media interviews scheduled. And you need that finished book often to get the media interviews, right? You've got to send the book to the journalists and the radio interviews and the podcasters. And if you launch it right away, you've missed out on your chance to give them early access. So another part of this mistake is you have these free copies. Let's say you're traditionally published and you have 30 free copies. You're like, oh, I'm going to give these 30 free copies to my 30 closest friends and family. I'm like, no, those friends and family would have happily bought a copy of your book. Send those free copies to journalists and influencers and people who can help bring in new readers to help your launch go off with a bang. And a lot of this requires some strategy and requires some work ahead of time. So if I could give you any piece of advice here, if you're planning to independently publish and it's your first book, I've been doing this for over a decade, and just about every indie author launches too soon. And if you just hold that completed book for a few months while you set up your launch will be so much stronger and you will sell so many more copies. I know it's hard. I know this is your baby. You want to get it out. You want it to thrive, but don't have a premature baby. It makes everything harder. Like, let the baby stay in until it's ready. Sure, a baby can be born in 7 months, but in general, it's better for babies to stay in for 9 months. And so an extra couple of months when your baby's viable, right? You could deliver and it could live, but it's better and healthier if it stays in the whole time. So this takes us to the final day, which is about growing momentum for the next 30 days. I will say this day is a little bit different in the office hours. It's kind of like a graduation party, but this is also another day that's been updated. So Jim, what's new about this session?
So I'm actually doing a new session helping you get prepared for the book launch blueprint. How do you prepare ahead of time? I'm going to help you plan that. Then I'm going to help you, how do you, during the course, maximize the course? And then finally, what do you do after, right? After you're done with the course, then what do you do during the next 30 days after you've finished? So I talk through a plan of, this is what I would do. This is what we've seen other students do. And this is what we wish all students would do to absolutely maximize that next 30 days.
Your book, if you have a good launch, will continue to sell. Now, it's not uncommon for some books to sell over half of the copies they will ever sell in those first 30 days. So for some books, it's even more than that. But it can continue to sell after the 30 days. And the stronger you launch, the more word of mouth you get, which then leads to more ongoing sales. So we talk a little bit about how to maintain that momentum moving forward. Now, let's talk briefly about how much this course costs. This is not a course for hobbyists. This is not for dabblers. This is a course for professional authors who see effective book promotion as an investment, right? You're making money selling your book, and you want to make the most money you can. And that means investing both time and money. So I will say most authors, their first launches do not go well, and they learn everything the hard way. And this is incredibly expensive in terms of time, because they often have to write a second book to then finally have their first chance at a good launch. That's really expensive. And if you can avoid it, avoid it. So you can order a company to help you launch a book. PR firms typically charge between $3,000 and $10,000, but they mostly focus just on the media tour piece of it. And for us, that's just one day of this 28-day course. And so that's important and it's beneficial. And if you have $10,000 to spend on a PR firm, I wouldn't. I would do it yourself. I would go through my module on media tours and maybe hire a VA to help you with some of the nitty gritty. But you can often book more appointments if you do it yourself than you can working with a PR firm. And I will say the Book Launch Blueprint doesn't cost $10,000 or even $3,000. So I'm going to tell you the price this year and I'm going to tell you the price next year. So this year, the price of the course is going to be $899. And next year, price of the course is going to be $999. So you can go through it this year for $899 and get next year for free, right? Because you have lifetime access. Or you can wait next year and get the course for $999. But you also get some incredible bonuses that come with the course. So Jim, walk us through the bonuses that are included.
So the first bonus is how to get booked as a podcast guest course. So it takes you how to get booked, how to approach hosts, how not to approach hosts. It's a full course on getting on the podcast. The next course is marketing psychology. So much of marketing is understanding human behavior, if you want to get right down to it. One of my friends years ago said, well, you know, when people like you, the rules change. And so we are going to talk through some of these psychological principles that you can apply to your career. Next, we have the Art of Persuasion course, and then the Ultimate Crowdfunding course for authors. This is really fun because I remember when Thomas did this course, and it's been a few years since he's done it. And so it's been long enough that I have seen student after student actually apply the principles and fund their book, right? And they come out just thrilled because all of a sudden this dream has come true and they have funding to write the book.
I have a whole stack of books from authors who have crowdfunded their books, often raising thousands of dollars on Kickstarter or Indiegogo behind me. And if you do a crowdfunding campaign and it's successful, this alone more than pays for the price of the course. Every single one of these successful crowdfunding authors raised, you know, thousands of dollars, which went a long way to offsetting both the price of publishing the book, but also learning how to launch, right? Because once you learn how to launch, you know how to launch, right? And once you buy this course, you own it for a lifetime. And so the more books you plan to publish, the more valuable it is. And then, Jim, you have added new this year, a brand new bundled course. So tell us about that.
Yeah. Whether you go to a movie, whether you listen to a song, when you read a book, what do our readers want? And ultimately, they want a deep emotional experience, right? They want to have an experience, whether it's crying or whether it's joyful. They want a deep emotional experience. Some of the emails that I treasure the most is where people say, oh my gosh, your stories took me to this place that I'd never been before. And so in this talk, I teach you how to go to those deep places within yourself and then apply those things to your stories. Because I don't think any of you want somebody to go, yeah, that book was okay. You'd almost rather have them say, I hated the book because that created some kind of emotional experience, or I love that book. But for them to say, yeah, I guess it was all right. So this talk really helps you go to that deep space within yourself so that you can give that deep space to your readers.
So this module is primarily for novelists. You know, it's helpful to learn how to make your nonfiction a little bit more emotionally resonant. But this, you can see, is a counterbalance to the blogging day, which is a little bit more weighted towards nonfiction. This bonus course that we're now including, a little bit more weighted for fiction to help give your book that emotional resonance. And I know a question a lot of you have been emailing me, because we do this course every year, and the big question every year is, when are the dates? And typically, I have to schedule around the birth of a child or pregnancy. This time, finally, it's not that way. So registration closes April 14th, 2023. We're also going to have an optional student orientation on April 14th that's open to the public. So this is your last chance to ask any questions. And the primary purpose of the student orientation is kind of walk students through what to expect in the course and, you know, what will happen. But if you're, you know, on the fence the last minute and you want to sit in, this is the final free event that you can sit in on. After that, it's only registered students on April 14th, and that's a Friday. First day of class is April 17th. So we start class that next Monday, and then it goes for the 4 weeks, and it concludes on May 12th. So Friday, May 12th is our graduation party. But again, you have access to the recordings on Into the Future. The community persists on Into the Future, but that's the last live event. And if you want to sign up, go to authormedia.com/courses. You'll find Book Launch Blueprint right there in the list of courses. If you participated in the past, you don't have to do anything. I always get flooded with emails of people being like, I want to go through it again. It's all right. You'll get the emails just as if you're a brand new student. There's nothing you have to do extra to attend again this year.
Okay, so you're telling people they need to block out 2 hours a day. What does that exactly look like?
Yeah, so you get an email first thing in the morning that will take you to the pre-recorded teaching. So it's a really clear, concise presentation of the material. That's typically around 30 minutes long. And then there's often another 30 minutes of homework. Some days are lighter on the homework. Some days are heavier. I'll give you a heads up right now. Branding day, that's a heavy homework day, especially if you haven't thought through the big questions of who am I and who am I writing to. But in general, about 30 minutes for the homework. And then another hour for the live Q&A. And you get to listen to the questions the other students are asking. Our office hours go longer than an hour typically, but you don't have to stay the whole time. And you don't have to show up on time if you don't want to. It's a come and go situation. But they're a lot of fun. And we often will have students who come to all the office hours. And they're there for every minute.
Another question that comes up is it too soon for me to take the course or is it too late for me to take the course? In other words, if my book is launching in 6 months, am I still going to get something out of it? If I'm not planning on launching in 2 years, am I going to get something out of it?
Book Launch Blueprint is most useful if you have a book launching in the next 2 years. So this year or next year. If you're farther out than that, I would actually encourage you to sign up for Obscure No More instead. It's cheaper and it's more focused around building your platform. Book Launch Blueprint also assumes that your book is not out yet. The magic of a book launch is lost once a book is old, aka older than 30 days. And it's, I know some of you listening, you're really frustrated because you didn't have a good launch. You released the book, you thought everyone in the world is going to be as excited about the book as you are, but there was 999 other books launched that day and it just got lost in the noise and you're hoping, well, maybe I can relaunch it, and you just can't. And it's really tragic. The good news is you can write another book and you can launch that new book. Mm-hmm. So if your book is already out, there are things you can do to boost sales and breathe life into an older book. But we don't talk about those tactics in this course. This course is not really for you. Again, I'd actually direct you to Obscure No More because general platform building tactics will help you with your ongoing sales of the book that's out. But really often the best thing you can do to boost sales of your backlist is to write a new book, because that new book re-energizes people for the previous books that you've written. It helps put you on the map. Readers are really drawn to what's new and hot and fresh and buzzy. And so having a new book that gets the buzz is often the best thing you can do to reinvigorate your career. And so if the book's already out, this isn't the course for you. And I know that's hard to hear, but this course isn't for everyone. This is for professional authors who want their next book to be a strong hit.
Okay, Thomas, with your listeners everywhere from Turkey to Australia, certainly the United States, give us some clarification on what time zone the course is in.
So we learned the hard way a few years back that we can't have all of the office hours at the same time, because we've had students in almost every time zone go through this course. And so what we do is at the beginning of the course, we publish a schedule of office hours. The most common time for the office hours is 4 p.m. Central in the United States, but we do them as early as 11 a.m. Central or maybe even 10 a.m. Central and as late as 6 or 7 p.m. Central. And so our hope is that if you are around the planet in a different time, some of the office hours will be more convenient for you. But in general, most students are in the United States. If you're in the United States, it's going to be the most convenient. And the farther around the planet you are from the United States, it gets less convenient from there. And this year, we're also going to try to accommodate you with currencies conversion. So if you're outside of the country, before you sign up, email me. We may have a coupon code to help with the exchange rate. I realize the U.S. dollar is really strong right now. And so I don't want you beat up any more than you have to be. I can't control exchange rates, but I can control my pricing at least a little bit. So email me if you're outside the United States, thomas@authormedia.com, and I'll see what I can do to accommodate you. Our featured patron today is Eloise White, author of Soul Inspirations. You'll gain a new relationship with Jesus as you trust him to be your confident healer and life-giving friend. Eloise, thank you so much for being a supporter of the Novel Marketing Podcast, keeping this podcast on the air and helping cover our production expenses. We could not make this podcast without you. The Novel Marketing Podcast is a production of Author Media. Our guest today was James L. Rubart, Christie Hall of Fame author. Our producer is Lori Christine. The audio editing is by William Umstead. And the blog post version is crafted by Shauna Lettler. To read that blog version, go to authormedia.com/362. I'm Thomas Umstead Jr. saying thank you for listening and live long and prosper.